Yesterday, April 1st, was Census Day, the focal point of the count of all Americans taken every 10 years in our country. This April 1st presented some challenges, obviously, with so many people's lives disrupted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's catch up on the efforts in California, which puts a lot of additional effort and money from the state and other organizations into counting all of its people. Two guests, Didas Katagi is the California Complete Count Director. Welcome, Didas.
Hi, good to be here.
Good to have you. Pablo Rodriguez is with us as well. He's the founding executive director of Communities for a New California, CNC, one of the organizations taking part. Pablo, welcome to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So, Didas, you've been at this for a long time. I noticed 20 years. I can't imagine much about this census at the moment resembles the two previous rounds.
It doesn't at all. I mean, 2000 was one thing. 2010 was totally different with the global financial meltdown. We try to forecast, you know, earthquakes and hurricanes and tornadoes and things that could get in the way of us doing a really great outreach for Complete Count, but not in, I think, our wildest dreams did we imagine this.
Remind people, in good or bad census years, what California Complete Count is about.
Yes. So, well, as you know, the decennial census is a federal responsibility, so they're really in charge of the actual enumeration operations. But the California Complete Count is the state's effort under the governor and supported by the legislature to really do the outreach to the hardest to count Californians. And here in California, this time around, we estimate that's about 11 million folks, which for perspective, that's larger than the state of Georgia and their population. So we're really here to work with local partners, and you'll hear from Pablo later, who are doing amazing work on the ground to connect and to educate and activate the hardest to count folks here in California to respond.
You're talking more than a quarter of the state's suspected population hard to count. What makes them hard to count?
Well, there's a number of things. I mean, and we really do it geographically. So looking here at Northern California, the challenges you face here, particularly with this first digital census, is having, you know, low broadband access. Also, we look at the attributes of the households where they could perhaps have limited English proficiency. They also could be below the poverty line. There's a number of things. They could live in without P.O. boxes and roll routes. That makes them just hard to count because being able to, for the U.S. Census Bureau to actually get them a form and an invitation makes them actually hard to count as well.
So April 1st is the usual target date. Is the idea to get a fix on where people were on April 1st?
Yes. So, you know, when you collect data, you want to kind of stick a pin in the ground, and that's the date. It doesn't mean that, you know, it's April 2nd today that you missed the boat or anything like that. It just means that that's where the data, you know, wants to be reflected. So you guys have time to respond. The Census Bureau has delayed their on-the-ground operations a bit, which is impacting Northern California. But for those that do have online access, if you haven't received something in the mail, you don't have to wait for that. You can actually go on to my2020census.gov and be counted from the safety of your home. You can also call the 800 number as well, although there are long wait lines on there. But I think there's an option for where they can call you back.
Now, I noticed the mailer comes with a code. If you go online, will the same code be available to you that way?
Yes. So if you do get the mailer with a 16-digit code, please use that because then you have to fill out, you know, less forms because that one directly geocodes where you're coming from, and it's a lot quicker. Should take you less than 10 minutes to really get this done, and it has a huge impact for the next 10 years for your community.
Pablo Rodriguez, tell us about Communities for New California and its interest in the census.
Well, for us, it's exactly what it is that we were talking about, is we're working with families that are hard to count, that for one reason or another are missed or become invisible, right? So finding the way to make sure that we respond in order to allocate necessary things, like in this case we're talking about, we're experiencing a pandemic, right? We need to know where resources need to go, specifically in this case to healthcare, not just to place where health clinics or hospitals may be, but it will help with the distribution of such things, of follow-up care, right, that is needed when we'll, as we're going to make our way through and navigate how we address COVID-19. So I think that for us, it's the families that for one reason or another are missed, especially with the focus on rural California.
And you, you know, there are 10 census regions in California. Are you the partner in one of those regions?
Correct. We are what's called the administrative CBO for Region 4. So we cover 10 counties that are essentially from the San Joaquin County, Stockton, California area, down to Madera County, and then east to the California-Nevada border. Although in total, we actually are also partnering and doing work as a subcontractor in a total of 17 counties throughout California, again, with an emphasis being on the rural areas of California.
Now, I noticed the actual federal census workers have been pulled back out of the field. You had field people from Communities for New California out there. I assume you've pulled them back, too.
That's correct. So we've temporarily, as far as what we've been doing, is that we've moved them from going door-to-door to phone banking and working remotely from home. So there's partners that we've had as an organization. We have just over 10 partners that we're working with, the partner organizations. And some of them never stopped working because they already had the technology set up, so we would have people phoning remotely from their homes. And so we're scaling up, and we'll be back to full speed here very quickly. So we'll be able to continue to reach people across all of the region and where it is that we're working.
Pablo, I'm going to ask you both, but I'll let you go first. I want to ask about the level of concern that the degree of difficulty in counting people would have gone up this year, because even though there is no citizenship question on the census, it was talked about for so long.
Yeah, so it's actually counterintuitive to some folks, but what we have found, and we've been doing our early education work since the end of 2019, what we found was that there were people that were paying attention more to the census than in past years. And so what we've found is that we've already to date spoken to just under 200,000 households, and overwhelmingly over 85% of the people who we were actually speaking to have stated that they're committed to completing the census. And a big part of it was that it was such a big part of the conversation of what was happening in 2019. So when asked what is the reason that they're committed to completing the census, the number one answer is that they feel it's their civic duty.
Hmm. So it sounds like, Didas Katagi, that things have kind of gone the opposite direction of where they looked like they might have been heading.
I think so. You know, in 2000, I didn't really start doing any work till December of 1999. And so that was like 4 months prior to the census day. So the fact that, you know, we had people's eyes and ears on this over a year ago gave us extra time to really educate folks more deeply about the importance of the census. So I really love what Pablo said about, yeah, people were like, okay, I get it. I'm engaged now.
And I noticed the figure of 36% had responded by yesterday. How does that compare with more typical years, Didas?
So we're actually today we're up to 37.9% of households in California. And the nation's at 38%, so we're just a half a percent behind. I will say that in 2000 and 2010, we were further along, but it's understandable. And I mean, both the nation as well as California were further along, but it's understandable with what we're facing right now. I think the news waves are a little bit distracted, so I really appreciate being able to come on and talk about this. I think that Shasta County is doing really well, and so we really want to make sure that all of Northern California is aware of it.
And here's a phone call from Helga in Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
How do people who are living in their cars and don't have an address and other forms of homeless people, how do they get counted?
Okay, excellent question. Thanks for that, Didas.
Yes, so the Census Bureau has a number of different operations that count folks who are, you know, in transit or transitory locations. They have delayed their 3-day count for another month, and that count looks at service-based places, so where you get services. But for folks who are living in their cars, and if you have access to a phone or to smartphone with internet, I encourage you to go on to my2020census.gov to be counted or call the 800 number. But also if you're receiving services, you can also go there to let them know that you want to be counted. So when the Census Bureau goes there, they'll make sure that they count you.
Does the lockdown help at all, Pablo Rodriguez, because people are staying in one place and not going to work?
Yeah, ironically, it does. So what we've done is we've changed our hours where we're calling, and we're finding, of course, a higher rate of response when people are answering the phone. So yes, we're happy that we're able to get a strong response when we're actually phoning under the circumstances, right? But yes, we're finding higher response rates.
And Didis, it'll have to be our final question because we're down to our last minute here, but are there concerns about people who have to continue to work? Farm workers, for example, have to stay on the job no matter what.
We're concerned for all residents of California for their health and their safety. And we just want to make sure that our partners are safe, but we also want to make sure that everybody gets counted. So please, thank you for having us on and encouraging folks to either call or go online so that no one has to, come out and enumerate them in person. And I just really want everybody to stay safe and be counted.
Okay. Thanks so much for joining us about that. Didis Katagi is the California Complete Count Director. California Complete Count, the state parallel to the federal census to just make sure that hard-to-count people get counted. 11 million in California suspected. Pablo Rodriguez, Communities for New California, Founding Executive Director. Thank you for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. Have a good morning.